This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we've all had days we'd like to leave them behind, right? Yay! For Thursday, the 1st of February is upon us. Yesterday?
The 1st. Not the 2nd. Not the 3rd. Yeah, not until tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow's Friday, so we'll do our end of the week stuff already. We're talking about the end of the week. Seems like 5 minutes ago it was Monday. Five things you need to know for February 1st. What's going on? The things in the news, the tech hearing yesterday where those boobs apologized for making fools of themselves, much as anything else. What's going on in the Gaza? There's nothing going on because Biden hasn't done anything. Or at least if he has, it's not obvious what's being done, right? And so we've got that. The atmospheric rivers that are going to flood Southern California today. I guess I'm just as glad I'm not there today. Actually, I won't be back there till next week. But the rivers that are in the sky, in a manner of speaking, in the atmosphere, bring a lot of rain because it's an El Nino winter. And El Nino winters, Southern California gets a lot of rain. Just the way it is.
Is it always called an atmospheric river California? Because, like, for us, it's just rain. It's raining. It rains here.
Yeah. Well, you know, in California, they got to have a name. It's kind of like the Polar Express. What's that? It's the big freeze. Used.
What is the Polar Express is the cold. Tom Hanks drives it.
Where's Tom Hanks?
The Polar Vortex. Vortex. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. What I say, what I call it, the Polar what?
The Polar Express.
I call it the Polar Express. Okay, well, listen. Kind of what it is.
Which is a little bit better.
Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. What's your definition of being ready? Are you ready to start the day? Are you ready to do your best today? Are you ready to love your best today? Are you ready to be yourself today? Are you yourself? Are you aware of who you are? And are you paying close attention to finding what you're best at and doing your very best? That's the way to feel best about yourself, to do your best. Clock's ticking. Tick, 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 tick. And so at the end of the day, the end of the week, end of the month, end of the year, end of your life, what will you think about what you have done with your time? Have you been a success or have you been a failure? Only you can decide that. You are the one who knows mostly about your mistakes, right? Unless you're married to somebody that always wants to remind you of your mistakes.
Points them out. We are our own worst critic. Unless they're spouses. And if that's the case, maybe some counseling, therapy, or maybe just your separate ways. Your spouse should be your biggest advocate.
And maybe
kind of keep it real. You don't have to lie or sugarcoat things. Still, like, be your biggest supporter, not your biggest downplayer.
All right, one of the other things going on today is a big change at the top of Ukraine's military. There is, I guess, what has been promised by Mr. Zelensky. This guy who has been the chief military guy is, for whatever the reason, I'm not sure. I haven't quite figured that out yet. I looked at two or three stories, and I'm not quite sure why they're booting him out, but apparently he's either not getting the job done or he's somehow been corrupted by the Ruskies. Also today, a once-promising drug. This is something that I've already done the program with Ken this week, so we'll have to wait until next week to discuss the ramifications of this on Good Day Health. But for those of you who were optimistic, there was a controversial Alzheimer's treatment that was in the process of being developed. And this is something from this company right up the street from me. A lot of drug companies, Biogen is here, and they have just announced that the drug's approval, they had sort of partial approval a couple of years ago, and it drew scrutiny because there was little evidence that it really did improve the outcome. But there are all kinds of drugs, as you can imagine, being developed or in the process of trying to be developed that will counter Alzheimer's. It's the biggest problem for all those of us as we grow older, and we all worry about it, right? So there was something called Aduhelm, I believe, A-D-U-H-E-L-M, focused on attacking some of the proteins in your brain, the tangled structures in your brain that were linked to neurodegeneration. And then the disease would stop. If you stop, you can't reverse it. But with this drug, you could stop the progression of it. That was the theory, anyway. And then that has been recently called into question. The clinical trial showed mixed results. And in fact, with some, a cognitive decline was delayed by about 20% over an 18-month period if you took a high dose of this stuff. And then there were other trials that showed no improvement at all. So, as is the case often, and this is what we wonder about, Jay, when it comes to the vaccines in the COVID era that were approved without a lot of testing. So the FDA did approve this despite the fact that 40% of high-dose patients experienced some degree of brain swelling along with this. And then, exactly. So that's why this stopped, because it was brain swelling. And it got out, it got leaked by somebody at the company. Some researcher says, hey, do you guys know what's going on here? Because the company hadn't said anything. They're just trying to sell the stuff. And this is what's so disgusting about our drug situation. Yes, we would love to have an Alzheimer's drug that would either stop its progression or it would, you know, perhaps in the best of all possible worlds, reverse it. Oh, well. 14-year-old girl caught fire, suffered third-degree burns. She was using nail polish remover next to a candle.
Like, how
do you have no common sense? Do you have didn't anybody teach you what's in the nail polish? It's alcohol. Put it next to a fire, it's going to explode. So anyway, this is a Sephora. I don't know that much about what Sephora is. That a big makeup
Sephora
company?
Sephora is a beauty store. They have a whole bunch of different brands. They have makeup, skincare things, some perfume, cologne.
So this girl's from Ohio. She's after she had the experience, she was just involved in the task of removing nail polish. Third-degree burns, though. She ended up in the hospital from Xenia, Ohio, joining her cheerleading team for basketball games. She was in her bedroom removing the polish while sitting close to a burning candle. I had to take my polish off because it's not in the uniform. And so anyway, she says she's done the same thing many times before. I was setting the bottle of nail polish remover down on my bed. The fumes kind of mixed together. The bottle exploded in my hand and I was on fire. The next thing I knew, I was really scared, screaming, trying to do as much as I could to stop being on fire, get out of the house. It was on her bed, her clothing, her arms, her hands, her hair. Let that be a lesson to you when it comes to this sort of thing. The parents were at work, so she was by herself. There were some siblings at home.
This poor thing is terrified.
Oof. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I've never been through this before. Well, that's, you wouldn't do it again, would you? All the pain, horrific scene. Think about it. A mother who came back home.
It could have been so much worse. She could have died. The whole house could have burned down. Thank goodness
right.
She was okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, imagine what happened though. Parents get home and they see the fire, the ambulances, the fire trucks and stuff. Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Unga bunga. All right, let's see what we've got going on with this divorce lawyer named Laura Wasser. Having a busy time. She wants to retire the term failed marriage. All right, got a lot of A-list clients. Kevin Costner, Ariana Grande. The splits were handled the way she prefers, very quietly, behind the scenes. She says, usually I can settle a case out of court, but it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the opposing attorney doesn't have client control or are not good voices of reason, which is what family lawyers are all about. There's a show on CW called Family Lawyer or Family Matters or something like that.
Okay.
It's actually, I've watched it a couple of times. It's on last night. It's actually a pretty good show. And because they've changed CW around so that they actually have shows that people want to watch. And this is a good little program for those. It's about people who are divorced. The father is Victor Garber. And I don't know that either of the two actors that play the children, but they both are divorced. And they both are divorced lawyers. And so they work with the father's firm, which is a divorce firm. Now, you know, interesting stories. I always like Victor Garber. I think he's a very clever and versatile actor. And he's, Ben Affleck was still married to Jennifer Garner, Victor Garber always showed up in any one of his movies because he is very close to Jennifer Garner. He played her boss in Alias. When that show was, that was the first thing Jennifer Garner was really in. Do you remember that? Everybody remember Alias?
I never watched the show, but yeah, I'm familiar with it. Mm-hmm.
That's where she got started. Victor Garber played her boss. And they maintained a very close familial relationship. And I remember, I think I've told this story once or twice on the air, when I was in, there's a little village. As you go in from Brentwood into Santa Monica, there's a little village shopping area. And they live pretty close to that. And so they had come into the Jennifer Garner and her children, and Victor Garber, had driven into the parking lot, got out of the car, and the paparazzis came from everywhere. And I looked at Victor Garber. I said, does this happen all the time? He said, yep, that's why I'm here. It happens every place. So think about that if you're thinking about your life and what those people sometimes have to put up with. Wow. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional. For free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, let's make it 23 after the hour, because that's what it is. This is the Good Day program, February 1st. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And a couple of stories that are trending in the celebrity department and social media. One of them has to do with something that Brian Austin Green has been talking about regarding Luke Perry. They were great pals. And I guess the fact that Luke Perry died as quickly. How many years ago was that? Was that two, three? How many years ago was Luke Perry died?
Oh, was
die?
It 5 years now? Time Jay? Is, yeah. Time
has it been that long?
Crazy. Oh. I feel like it's been pretty long, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, he said that he was so close to him that the day after he died, he couldn't accept that Luke Perry was gone, so he sent him an email. He texted him. It just because he wanted to connect or reach out to him. Don't you wonder where that stuff... I'm a great believer in life after death, frankly, and I wonder if there isn't some way that people connect. And I know that. I don't wonder. I know there is. There are all kinds of examples of people getting messages from the beyond that we can't really understand because it's not in our neurology to figure it out. Brian Austin Green admitted that he didn't completely believe he was gone. There was a part of me that couldn't really process that it was real. So I texted him the day after he passed, just because there was a part of me that was, no, he's not.
Yeah.
He'll answer you back.
He'll respond.
He's hiding
yeah.
somewhere.
But yeah. I also think this is very relatable in the sense of whenever we lose somebody close to us, how often have we had a moment where we almost forget they're gone? We something happens and we want to tell them about it, and we go to call them or we go to text them, and we just have that split second of, oh, I need to tell this person this, and then the realization creeps back in.
Yep, that's what it is, reality. All right, up in a moment, Justin Timberlake teases something with NSYNC. You want to know what it is? Okay, find out right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
No bye-bye-byes here, Jay. New music from NSYNC. Apparently they've been in the studio, and so he dropped a heavy hint this week that the buzz that's about the reunion of NSYNC is only the beginning. They're going to get together. They probably could, like, really rake it in if they go on tour, right?
Oh, they absolutely could. Yes. Well, especially with, there's so many artists that are, who is it, Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan are coming back around, I think, at some point this summer into the fall. There is a market for nostalgia, and people want it right now. And all of these. Well, there are some rumors, too, with NSYNC, when they got together to do the third Trolls movie, to do the one song that's on the soundtrack, and that rumors are they are featured as backup vocals in Justin Timberlake's new album.
Really? Cool. That's good. So what's the Donnie Wahlberg? You know, what was the name of that group? Boys and
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. They're going to go out this summer too, I heard.
I feel like they typically do. Yeah, they're like one of three other bands from the 90s.
Yeah. Let's go and have some fun. 28 after the hour. Make a few bucks along the way. Why not?
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Three services that radio provides are informing, entertaining, and educating. Let's look at educating. Radio is a great educator, covering all from basic education to the academic disciplines of history, science, civics, psychology, economics, practical instruction, self-improvement, and more. Radio helps people in hard-to-reach areas fix their roofs, grow their gardens, repair their cars, eat healthy foods, get exercise, manage their money, get along with friends and families, and vote with an understanding of democratic principles. Education is the remedy to ignorance. Enlightenment fosters critical thinking, inclusion, and mutual understanding that contribute to peace. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dorian, I'm singing.
Dorian. I love to swim.
Dorian.
When you want to swim, you want
See,
to
See, I'm gonna get stuck now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
Isn't that, I can see him.
Face.
Yeah, who is the voice of that?
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I see his face.
Yeah, me too.
Albert Brooks is...
Albert Brooks.
Yeah,
yes,
that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
that
Ellen DeGeneres' story.
Yeah, right. All right, that's from the... Well, now I'm not remembering anything about it. Finding Nemo, that's it. Yes, as opposed to Captain Nemo. All right, we got 35 after the hour, 25 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, February 1st with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Here's what you need to do. You need to protect your home. You need to protect your car. You need to protect your family and save a bundle while you're at it, right? So get a quote. Go to progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number to dial in. Guess what, boys and girls? 2 weeks from this weekend, the pitchers and catchers report to winter camp. Does that mean spring? Are we gonna, do we spend time tomorrow? And maybe we do. A little bit of time tomorrow on Punxsutawney Phil and whether he sees his shadow, whether he flip a coin or
well,
whatever.
Well, either which way, according to the calendar, there will in fact be six more weeks of winter.
Right. But how can it be bad when you know that the pitchers, the catchers are there the week after that, week or 10 days after that, all the other players show up? By the end of the month, they'll be playing exhibition games. Hooray!
Yay!
Yep. All right, the Baltimore Orioles, by the way, were sold yesterday to an investor group, the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, that you see all the time on PBS. It's actually great. The interviews he does are great. I think he's fabulous. They paid, $1.7 billion? That's kind of cheap, isn't it, when you consider some of the price on some of these? Well, the Orioles, they're not. Baltimore is not a great city.
Yeah.
But some of the investors, just so you'll know, beside the Carlyle Group, that's the Bush family, and Rubenstein, and Cal Ripken is on the deal. Michael Bloomberg is in on it as well. So there's an interesting group of characters that, I don't know, Michael Bloomberg knows one end of a baseball bat from the other, but he's pretty smart when it comes to investing. So I'm guessing, Rubenstein is too, I'm guessing this is kind of like a fire sale, because most of the baseball teams are worth $3 billion and up now. That's the way, just the way it is. So the fact that they paid that little for it has got to be, there's something else going on there. All right, let's see here. The Tennessee and Virginia attorneys general yesterday filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA over the name, the image, and the likeness guidelines that they have. What, at this point, how long has the NCAA been around? I have a friend, a guy who used to be superintendent of schools here in Framingham, was a great, great friend of mine. His name is Al Benson, who, when he retired from the superintendent's job, ran the NCAA. And it was perfect for him. He was a big, tall guy, played basketball, loved sports. It was a perfect job for him. He held it for, I don't know, about 10 years. And the organization apparently was a mess. He was a great administrator who straightened everything all out. But I'm wondering what the problem would be. Huh. Well, anyway. Okay. For those of you who want to know what's going on with humanity and are tracking ancient humanity with current humanity, you'll be happy to know that, well, there's a big difference. The migrations to Northern Europe started 45,000 years ago. And the first place the Neanderthals went was into where what modern day Scandinavia is. So isn't that interesting? I just find this kind of stuff is very, very interesting.
Yeah,
right. Stock market did well yesterday, so that's good news. We have a new poll today. Like every day is a new poll. So this is for women. There are more women that listen to this program than men. So I guess this is for you in part. This information about the gender gap that's growing between Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump. The Quinnipiac poll surveying registered voters, about 5,200 people were polled for this. That's a pretty good sample. 58% of the women who were polled said they support Joe Biden. 36% of the women said they support Donald Trump. I see absolutely no surprise there. Do you, Jay? I'm not surprised at that at all.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it doesn't dig around into it enough I want to know what the demographics are, other than women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to know what your age is, what your education is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What you do for a living, you know, that kind of stuff. By the way, in the poll, the question was asked on the Republican side whether or not you like Haley versus Trump, and Haley far outperformed Trump with women. Far. Way over the top. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too. As much as he wants to downplay her, if he's smart, he'll make her Secretary of State. So, we'll see. Sometimes he's pretty smart, and sometimes
I do think that she, should he be elected president for another term, I do see Nikki Haley being in the cabinet somewhere.
Of course. She's smart, and she's good, and so she ought to be. Okay, so this is the first day of Black History Month, and you can be sure you're going to get walloped with all kinds of Black History stuff, and that's cool. One of the things that has come out as we start the month is something from the Black Conservative Federation. Democrats don't like to admit that blacks, more and more blacks, are voting for Republicans. How can you do that? Check with Larry Elder on that, folks, and get back to me. Anyway, this guy who runs the Black Conservative Federation says that Trump can restore the American dream for black Americans. Will he? Can he really? Is it up to one person? Does one person set the tone? You know, I would say most of the time, no, it's a collective. But Trump is an anomaly. He can set the tone for lots of different stuff just because he's Donald Trump, right? I mean, when he speaks, there's a lot of nonsense that comes out of his mouth, but a lot of people pay attention to it. And he has set the tone for a lot of different things in terms of the national discussion. Right? It's a lot of, you can point to lots of different things. And the president does have a bully pulpit, no matter who he is or who she is. So they do have the opportunity to change the way the wind is blowing. And I just think there's a big to-do about people wearing, these black people in this group wearing, they got big, you can Google this if you want, the Black Federation of Conservatives, whatever they call themselves, they've now just started distributing Blacks for Trump T-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff. And I just thought, I was looking at some of the things. Somebody has started a movement to bring Hillary back, too. Did you know that?
Really?
Let's have Hillary instead of Biden, huh?
That could be a question. Out of those two options,
yeah, who would you choose? Women, I bet you would choose Hillary. What do you think? Yes, no?
I think some would mm-hmm. pick her based on the fact that she is a female, and that being the only prerequisite.
Yeah, that's the only consideration, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. If I only had Biden and Hillary to choose from, I'd choose her. If there was nothing else to choose from or nobody else to choose from, it's just, I don't know. Okay, enough of that stuff. The House passed a bipartisan tax package yesterday. This has got to be something. This has to work because it was 357 to 70. So, it's got something in there for everybody. The child tax credit. Democrats love that. And there were two articles also that were... These guys, they won't give up on this. Let's impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. Is he the worst secretary in the cabinet? Absolutely. You think you're going to get him out with this? You're wasting money and time. Come on. Stop the foolishness. Yesterday, also, speaking of foolishness, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit that Disney had brought against Ron DeSantis. The judge said that it had no legal standing. If you recall, last year Disney sued the state of Florida and the governor personally after he and other lawmakers removed Disney's self-governing status in the state. They got their status back again, so they should have been happy with that and then called it a day, but they didn't. They wanted to rub his nose in it, and it didn't work, so there you go. All right? Silly stuff. All right, in the case of this murder trial... The police shooting death of Casey Goodson. Remember this from 2020? Some people do and mm-hmm. some people don't. I don't know if I should go back to this or not because it's old. This guy was a black guy. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because of Black History Month. And this is certainly going to come to the surface one way or another, so we might as well deal with it now. Now, this guy was, this fellow was entering his grandmother's home in Columbus, Ohio. And for whatever the reason... the sheriff's deputy saw him, thought he was breaking in, shot him in the back. Done. Shot him six times in the back.
Yeah.
So, there's no reasonable basis for, there was no threat, there was none. He just shot him. unjustified shooting. This guy's going away.
He was, some are saying he was essentially targeted in a way that there was a warrant out for somebody else's arrest, and then Jason...
Well, all black people look the same, right? So why not?
And saw him and felt like he looked a little bit questionable, thought he was waving a gun around with a bag, a plastic bag in his car, actually tailed him, and Casey Goodson Jr. lived with his grandmother, so he was essentially just returning home, and when he exited the car, his family said that he had earbuds in, so he didn't hear that the officer was saying, put your hands up. He had a Subway sandwich. He was returning from a dentist appointment. He had a Subway sandwich in one hand, and I think like his phone or something in the other, and when he turned around, the officer mistook something in his hand for a gun and then shot, and so that's what you have. You have the deputy saying one thing, you have the family saying another thing, and it's just, and there was a gun found at the scene because Casey Goodson Jr.
Did he have a gun on him?
Because he had a lawful carry. He was a legal gun owner.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, the family said it wasn't in his hands or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Angabunga. I'm going to start something now that I haven't done for quite a long time. And that is talk about MyPillow. The MyPillow folks reached out and they wanted me to start talking about the employees because I've always talked about them. They want to thank you for having the foresight, if you will, or whatever, to keep buying MyPillow stuff. So as a reward, Doug Stephan listeners get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 right now. Promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Use of allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is from one of those television adventures that were big in the 70s and the 80s. It may be, Chuck Curry, that this started it all. Did it? Was this Rich Man, Poor Man was the first?
It was. That's the theme to Rich Man, Poor Man, which premiered on ABC This Day in TV History, February 1st, 1976. It introduced the world to who would become a great actor Nick Nolte, and then Peter Strauss, who I was a huge Peter Strauss. I think he's an absolutely fantastic actor. Peter Strauss was a great movie actor that only did television.
He was the president in that movie that ends with the bullet train and who's the bad guy?
Johnny Depp in that movie?
No. Gerard Butler, was the...
Okay. He's done some features, hero. But he never became the major star.
He could have been.
I think he liked TV.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, you're right. Rich Man, Poor Man was what they called a water cooler event. Got huge ratings. It started with the trend of the miniseries. And then a year later, you had Roots, which was the king of all the miniseries. But then
Robert Mitchum was in.
Right, Winds of War. And then
that was the king.
Richard Chamberlain and Rachel Wood was really big also.
Yeah, that was that movie. That whole series took a lot of balsam at that time because it was about a priest who was not exactly keeping up with his vows, if you know what I mean.
Correct.
It was
getting back real quick to Rich Man, Poor Man. William Smith who played a character called Falcon Eddie, to me was
he
one
was
of the most menacing, frightening guys of all time.
Yeah, always been.
Awesome on that show. Incredible.
Yep. He was always, always, always a bad guy. Yep. All right, so that's a good remembrance, Chuck. Good job. Demi Moore says, speaking of things that happened in the past, that she was not happy with the Brat Pack monitor from the relationships in the 80s.
Yep.
She thought it diminished the group, the actors, Andrew McCarthy, right? Who else was in that group? Of Rob
Judge
Lowe
Nelson.
Was in that group.
Rob
right?
Lowe.
Yeah.
I guess Emilio Estevez.
Ali Sheedy, all that bunch. Was that the first movie they did San Elmo's Fire, and then they did some other stuff after that?
That was one of the first ones. I actually like that movie. It's a Joel Schumacher film. But it's interesting you bring that up because Hulu is going to do a documentary on the Brat Pack that's going to air, I believe, later this month.
Really?
And they're all involved. So obviously. Yeah. They, you know, most of them that embrace that. Listen, if you're still talking about something 30 or 40 years later, that's not a bad thing, no?
So is this kind of like the Friends reunion? They pay them $1.5 million to show up and talk about
it? They're not showing. They're not paying. Well, nowhere near that kind of money. But I don't know how they're going to do it. I think they're probably going to sit at a table and reminisce and then show clips of a lot of those.
You know, it would be clever. If they, you know, most people don't know what a writer's room is, and if they had, the writer's room is like the cafeteria with a table, and all the actors and the writers sit around, the director, the producer, and they figure out how they're going to block scenes, they figure out how they're going to do their lines, they work on their lines for the first time. I would think that would be a fascinating way to approach something like this, like they were in the writer's room, and they're going through the script, and how are they going to, that would be, I think that'd be good television, frankly. That'd be a great thing. I think it'd be very all right, Chucker. Thanks for that.
I got one other. Well, how about this?
Please.
This day in TV history, 1982, February 1st, the first airing of the Late Show with David Letterman. Guess who his first guest was? Guess who his first?
Johnny Carson. No, it wasn't Johnny.
It was Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, really?
Yeah, his first guest. I guess he was a pretty good go-to guest. By the way, you know,
Murray?
I got a chance.
Oh, yeah, he was
to watch the trailer to the new Ghostbusters movie, which comes out in March.
I did
see that. Dan Aykroyd looks really good. Ernie Hudson looks really good. I got to tell you, Bill Murray looks a little old.
Awful. Oh, yeah, he looks awful.
Yeah. Looks a little old.
Yep. Yep. Well, Aykroyd gained a lot of weight, and then he lost it.
Yeah, it looks good.
I think that what's his face? Ernie Hudson has been very prominent all along. His career has been, he looks great. And I think he's like in high, isn't he 79 or 80 or something? How old is Ernie?
Yeah, he's up there. He doesn't look.
Yeah, he is. No, he doesn't at all.
Huh? He looks like he's 60, which is good.
Just like you, Chucker. You look, you don't look your age.
I look amazing. That's what I tell myself when I look in the mirror.
Absolutely. That's what you should, because if you don't say it, who else is going to? All right, Chuck Curry is here.
Thank
Movie
you,
Moments, 59 after. Good day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.